بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is a summarized biography on or of the Sheikh Al-Hafidh Al-Hakami rahimahullah, the author of this book entitled A'lam Sunnah Al-Manshura, the propagated signposts of As-Sunnah. He is the Honorable Sheikh and Muhaddith, the distinguished of his time in many Islamic disciplines. Al-Hafidh, Hafidh bin Ahmad Ali Al-Hakami, who relates to the tribe of Al-Hakamiyya Shahira, the known, and which relates all the way through the chain of lineage to Ya'rub bin Qahtan. He was born on the 24th of Ramadan, 1342, after Al-Hijrah, rahimahullah, in the village of As-Salam. In the village of As-Salam, which is to the southeast of the city of Jazan, in the south of the Arabian Peninsula. His family moved to the city of Al-Jada', which is of the villages related to the city of Samita, which is about 6 kilometers from the his town, from his original village, from the east direction. He began having interest in the honor of this life, seeking knowledge at an early age. And so he began with the best of knowledge and the basis of knowledge, and that is the Quran, the Noble Quran. And so he began his memorization and its recitation, in addition to the memorization of some texts in various Islamic disciplines. And he possessed a keen memory and a keen ability to understand, and excellence in handwriting. This early start, it was like a prelude to enter the vast circle of knowledge. After he worked for his parents as a shepherd, being dutiful to them, he continued on that state until came to his area the known Sheikh and Da'iya ilallah, Sheikh Abdullah bin Muhammad Al-Qarawi rahimahullah, who is considered to be the revivalist of the creed and the sunnah in the south. This alim, this scholar, Abdullah bin Muhammad Al-Qarawi, came at a time so much needed in the south. So he met him, and the relationship began to grow with this alim, who was sent to the south after consultation with Sheikh Muhammad bin Ibrahim al-Sheikh, who was the Mufti at that time, alayhi rahmatullah. The first sermon that Sheikh al-Qarawi gave was in the Grand Mosque of the city of Jazan in the year 1359. And he met Al-Hafidh Ibn Ahmad Al-Hakami, and incited him to seek the legal knowledge, especially when he saw the keenness and intelligence of Al-Hakim and his etiquettes and manners. Sheikh Hafidh rahimahullah was very happy and pleased for this offer to join Sheikh al-Qarawi and to take from him, but he conditioned that he should seek the approval of his parents. So Sheikh Abdul al-Qarawi approached them with clemency and wisdom. However, because of the dire need for their son, they did not permit him to leave to Samita, to the city of Samita, as Sheikh al-Qarawi requested. But he continued to establish communications with him and admonitions and directions. And the year 1360, his mother died, rahimahullah. And in the same year also, his father died. And so in this year, Sheikh Hafidh, rahimahullah, had full time to continue the journey in seeking the knowledge, which he tasted its sweetness and spoke about it in his poem when he said, Ya Talib al-Ilmi, لا تبغي به بدلا فقد ضفرت ورب اللوح والقلم. O seeker of knowledge, don't seek a substitute for it, because you have indeed, or you be gained by the Lord of Al-Lawh, meaning the preserved tablet, and the Qalam, the pen. وقدس العلم واعرف قدر حرمته, and sanctify the knowledge and know the estimate of its sanctity in saying and in action and in manners you adhere to. وجهد بعزم قوي لا انثناء له لو يعلم المرء قدر العلم لم ينمي. And exert the effort with determination, with strong determination. If the person would know the rank of knowledge, he would not sleep. He spent most of his times focusing on the knowledge of the Quran and Hadith and the tools. So he joined the Sheikh al-Qarawi and benefited from him immensely. It only was few years then later, and the knowledge of the Sheikh became apparent, and he became known and sought. He, rahimahullah, excelled greatly in affirming the knowledge he received and also in propagating it. People praised him, but he didn't like to hear the praise from anyone. because of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He offered many books. All of them are very beneficial. In the year 1362, Sheikh Al-Qarawi requested from him to compose a poem in Tawheed after Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah read the books of Aqeedah, the Aqeedah of the Salaf. So he wrote that poem, which he gave it the name سلم الوصول إلى علم الأصول. He was there at that time when he wrote it. He was about 20 years of age. This drew the admiration of many of the scholars of his times, and especially Sheikh Al-Allama, the Mufti, Sheikh Muhammad bin Ibrahim al-Sheikh, who ordered that it be published. And now it is widely circulated, and students of knowledge, many of them, know it by heart. Sheikh Al-Qarawi also assigned him then afterwards to teach, and in the year 1363, Sheikh Al-Qarawi rahimahullah assigned him as the headmaster of the school of Samita, and a principal also for the school of Al-Jaradiyya. And in 1373, the Ministry of Education opened the secondary school of Jazan, so he was assigned as a headmaster in that year. And in 1374, the Scholarly Institute of Samita was established, and Sheikh Hafiz rahimahullah was chosen to direct and administer the teaching in this institute. Sheikh rahimahullah died in Mecca on Saturday 18/12/1377 following an illness, and he was buried there, and he was 35 years of age then. Alayhi rahmatullah. May Allah's mercy be upon him. As mentioned earlier, the Shaykh rahimahullah had many publications, and the first to remember is the poem he wrote, سلم الوصول إلى علم الأصول. And this is concerning the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Ma'arij al-Qubul, which is an explanation of his book, سلم الوصول. And then this book we are talking about, which is A'lam al-Sunnah al-Manshura, which is about the creed of Ahlul Sunnah. And also Al-Jawhar al-Farida, في تحقيق العقيدة ودليل أرباب الفلاح لتحقيق فن الإصطلاح اللؤلؤ المكنون في أصول الأسانيد والمتون نسز الحديث السبل السوية لفقه السنن المروية وسيلة الحصول إلى مهمات الأصول في أصول الفقه. This is 640 lines of poem or poetry published in Mecca 1373. This is just a brief on the biography of Sheikh Hafiz al-Hakami alayhi rahmatullah. So inshallah ta'ala, in these coming hours, we will go over some of the benefits from his works, especially the point of focus in this regard is the A'lam al-Sunnah al-Manshura, his book on the creed, which is the propagated signposts of a Sunnah. And it's the creed of the saved sect and the aided one. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.